And away we go. Here we are on a getaway Friday, November the 8th, 2019. 11/8/19 is the date. 15 minutes past the hour, and here we are on the Now program. You know, it's funny because for many years on this station, I hosted the Now program, which used to be on in the afternoon from 12 to 2. And then when morning radio kind of disappeared here in Marion, we started doing this show, and I thought, well, we should probably call this the early show because it's on early in the morning, and that way people will know when to find it, even though we really didn't change anything. It's pretty much the same show we were doing in the afternoon with guests and call-ins and topics. But I think I've decided at this point I'm just going to start calling it the Now program. I always like that title, that this is on now. I always like all those titles. I'll tell you, I don't know if I've ever told this story on the air, but this is a story from my childhood. And I don't know if they still use this catchphrase or not. But everybody knows and watches the all-powerful Today Show on NBC. I'm sure everybody knows what show that is and has listened or watched that show at some point or another. Well, when I was in, I don't know, elementary school, probably, they used to have a, what would you call it? I guess it was their slogan, how they would advertise the program for the next day so that you could listen to the Today Show. And their slogan was, let's say, who would be somebody who was going to be big? Like at that time, Bryant Gumbel was hosting the show. Bryant Gumbel and Katie Couric. So they would say, don't forget to tune in tomorrow for Bryant Gumbel and Katie Couric on Today. Tomorrow on Today. That's what they used to say. And I'm telling you, that would confuse me to no end. It is tomorrow on Today. So that's why I always like titles like Now. Well, when did you catch the Now program? Yesterday. When were you on? Now. I think from now on, instead of calling this the early show, I'm going to call it the Now program again because it just slips off the tongue better, and that's the way it goes. That's my little soliloquy this morning. Now, do want to take a little, what do you want to call it here? I guess we'll take a little attendance, as we do to start the morning show here. Every morning, we talk in a certain way about Wendy's breakfast. And we've even had this discussion in high regard on this particular program. Does Wendy's restaurant serve breakfast? Now, I say no, and I think what we have learned is that the Wendy's in Marion, Ohio, do not serve breakfast, either one of them. But we have a listener who listens outside the Marion area, and every morning she tells me that she gets bacon and a drink from Wendy's. And for a long time, I said this is absolutely impossible, that you cannot get bacon and a drink from Wendy's at 6 o'clock in the morning because Wendy's is not open at 6 o'clock in the morning. They don't do breakfast. So this went back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And what we came up with is that certain Wendy's do serve breakfast. So that's where we eventually got to. Now, why did I tell you all that? Well, I told you all that because this morning I got a picture from this person that they had went to McDonald's for breakfast, but got the same thing. Now, here's the new question. Now, this person says that they got bacon, and I'm not really sure what the drink is. I got a picture of this drink, and it's kind of tan-colored. So I don't know if it's tea. I don't know if it's, could be bourbon. Who knows at this time of the morning? But it's a tan-colored drink, and bacon. That is the breakfast on this Friday morning. But here's my thing. I go to McDonald's a lot in the morning. Now, that is a place that I know serves breakfast. I have never been able to order bacon at McDonald's. Now, McDonald's is famous for their sausage, but I've never heard that McDonald's had bacon. Has anybody heard of that? Can you order bacon at McDonald's? I don't know. That might be a little shaky. Oh, sweet tea. I just got up to... It is sweet tea. Excuse me. The tan drink is sweet tea. We have that now officially down in our official roster of things to talk about this morning. It is sweet tea. But I don't know if McDonald's sells bacon. Does anybody know if McDonald's sells bacon? Am I being misled here again? Give me a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, I have never gotten bacon at McDonald's. Now, I've had sausage. I've had McDonald's eggs. I have had... What else did I used to go? Yeah, I used to have eggs and sausage. That used to be the thing I used to get at McDonald's, and I have not had that in a long time, but I used to get eggs and sausage. I've had their pancakes. I've had some of their, cinnamon rolls and things like that. But I've never had bacon at McDonald's. When did these morning fast food places start selling bacon? I don't... How do they even serve bacon, first of all? Because bacon is kind of hard to cook. You know, you really have to stand over the grill. You can burn bacon very easy. It splatters all kinds of grease. How do they do that in these little fast food restaurants? Does McDonald's serve bacon? Does anybody know of this? 740-383-9944. Let me know if you know. Now, another question I have. What do you think of the Burger King breakfast? Because we're really still not sure if the Wendy's breakfast exists. But I do know that Burger King is open in the morning. And I do know that McDonald's is open. Which has the superior breakfast? This becomes the question of the day. Who has the best breakfast? Is it McDonald's or is it Burger King? Because I know Burger King deals more in the breakfast sandwiches. And McDonald's just kind of has a wide array of breakfast. I think McDonald's the most famous thing I think on the McDonald's morning menu is probably the hotcakes, even though they did kind of invent the McMuffin. I would say the hotcakes are probably the most famous thing on the McDonald's breakfast menu. But then again, when I think about it, does any other breakfast fast food sell pancakes? I can't think that they do. And I wonder if McDonald's pancakes are really made fresh. Or if they come in kind of pre-made and then they're just warmed up on the grill. I never worked at a fast food place, so I really don't know how all that works. I don't know the mystery of the back of a fast food restaurant. I do know that every day when I drive home from here, I go up Route 95. And even though Tim Hortons lobby has been closed, they have this big sign out front that says 50-cent hash browns. 50-cent hash browns. Now, that sounds like a good price for a hash brown. You shell out a dollar, you get two hash browns right there at the Tim Hortons in Marion. Now, are hash browns always 50 cents at Tim Hortons? Is that a good price at a fast food place? Or are they just doing this because their lobby is currently closed and they're trying to get people through the drive-thru at Tim Hortons? I don't really know, but these are interesting things that go on in the morning here in Marion, Ohio. So the two questions right now, does McDonald's serve bacon? Which I don't... Are there any sandwiches at McDonald's that have bacon? See, at Wendy's, I would say, well, yeah, they have bacon in the morning because they have the Baconators. Wendy's has had bacon on their sandwiches for a long time. But I can't think of any sandwich at McDonald's that has bacon on it. But that, I might be wrong about that. They might have sandwiches that have bacon on them. Maybe just beyond me. So, let's see here. Do they? I was just in McDonald's the other night before we did election coverage, and I was looking at the value meals. I cannot remember any sandwich that had bacon on it at McDonald's. Does anybody know, is there a sandwich you can get there that has bacon? Or can you order a sandwich and add bacon to it? 740-383-9944, let me know. Also, the Big Mac at McDonald's. Now, some people say that the special sauce is just Thousand Island. And I believe that's what it is. I think it is just Thousand Island. But then some people say there is more to it than just Thousand Island dressing. So, for all you people who eat Thousand Island dressing, is that what's on the McDonald's Big Mac? Is that the Mac sauce, as they say it? I didn't even know it had a name until a few years ago, that it was Mac sauce. I think it's just Thousand Island dressing. Is that right or wrong? Does anybody know the answers to any of these? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944 on this getaway Friday morning, Friday, November the 8th. 20 days until Thanksgiving. 20 days. Can you believe that? Thanksgiving comes on the 28th this year. We're 20 days out from the big turkey holiday. Did anything ever go on special in Marion for Thanksgiving? I know at Christmas we have the Halloween parade, the Halloween parade at Christmas. We have the Christmas parade at Christmas. They used to decorate a tree downtown, a big tree. Santa was at the mall. I think Santa still is at the mall at this particular point. So there are several things done at Christmas time in Marion, and at Halloween, we used to have a Halloween parade. Of course, we still have trick-or-treat and a lot of trunk-or-treats now. But does anything go on at Thanksgiving besides the dinners at the churches? I don't know. I really don't know if anything goes on at Thanksgiving time here in Marion. Anyway, we'll move on past that for the moment, because I do have a whole new batch of trivia questions today. Now, we did a lot better yesterday with our slogans for our breakfast foods. We did a lot better with that. We're down to four slogans left. So let's see if we can get these four slogans. And if we can't, we'll move on to the new trivia questions. Now, the slogans that we have left are full of surprises, the simpler the better, it tastes like a chocolate milkshake, and today is the first... Or no, I think we got that one today, but I like saying that. Today is the first day of the rest of your life, but I think we got that one. That was total cereal. I don't think I've ever eaten total cereal. Has anybody out there eaten total cereal? Is it just cornflakes? Because it seems to me that when I see the box of total in my mind, that it's just kind of cornflakes. But maybe it's some kind of souped up cornflakes. I don't think I've ever had total cereal, but I do think we got the answer to that. Today is the first day of the rest of your life that was total cereal. So there are three that we still do not have. Full of surprises. What breakfast food is that a slogan for? The simpler the better. Which breakfast food is that a slogan for? It tastes like a chocolate milkshake. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
I just went through McDonald's drive-thru.
Uh-huh.
And they do have bacon.
They have bacon in the morning.
Bacon sandwiches, like bacon egg McMuffins, bacon like that.
Now, for dinner, do they have a sandwich that has bacon on it?
I have no idea.
So, how did you get some bacon this morning?
No.
No. So, what did you get at McDonald's?
I got a yogurt and an egg McMuffin.
Like a yogurt parfait?
Yeah.
Okay. So, what's on the egg? Is that just plain egg and then McMuffin?
What on the?
On the egg McMuffin.
Egg, Canadian bacon, and cheese and muffin.
So there's bacon on the egg McMuffin?
If you want bacon, there is a bacon one.
Now, do they charge you extra for bacon on the egg McMuffin?
No.
Oh, it's a freebie.
They have a few things. You can have bacon instead of sausage.
Oh, so you got a sausage egg McMuffin.
Right.
Hold the sausage, put the bacon.
Right. They have bacon.
Now, how do you know it was Canadian bacon?
Because that's what it is.
What's the difference?
The original is. You know what Canadian bacon is?
No, that's right. Did they smuggle it in from Canada? Did a couple Mounties bring this down from Canada?
It's round.
Round?
It looks like ham.
Canadian...
You've never heard of Canadian bacon?
No, I don't... People in my family don't cook very much.
Really? Is that right?
I'd heard that. No, I don't think I've ever had... I don't think I've ever had Canadian bacon.
Oh, my gosh. Scott, you did not grow up under a rock. And how I know that is because of your mother.
Well, yeah, I know this. I know who this is. But here's, I don't know. I've never had Canadian bacon. You never cook Canadian bacon.
I probably didn't ever buy Canadian bacon and make it at home. Probably not.
So Canadian bacon is ham.
No. I would say it has a flavor of ham.
But it looks like bacon.
No.
Looks like ham.
Looks like ham.
Looks like ham has the flavor of bacon.
No, doesn't taste like bacon.
Tastes like ham.
Mm-hmm.
So what would be the difference between putting a piece of ham on there or Canadian bacon?
I have no idea.
So if
it's very thin.
Does McDonald's have regular bacon, good old American bacon?
They have sandwiches that have bacon on them. I don't know that they sell a side of bacon. But I don't know that any place sells like a side of bacon.
Now, if you ask for a side of bacon, do you think they'll give it to you?
I don't know.
Now, Wendy's in Marion does not sell breakfast, right?
Right.
Okay. But Burger King does. Now, have you had the Burger King sandwiches?
Yeah.
Oh, how are those?
The croissants?
Yeah, are those better than McDonald's?
You know, Taco Bell has breakfast.
What do you get at Taco Bell for breakfast?
I have no idea. I don't go there.
Breakfast,
I don't know.
Breakfast burrito.
Yeah.
I bet that's what they... Have you seen the 50-cent hash brown sign at Tim Hortons?
No.
No? Well, it's a big deal.
Where?
At Tim Hortons.
No. I don't usually go... that way very often.
Is 50 cents good for a hash brown at a fast food place?
I don't know. Yeah. Okay. I don't know.
Are you excited about the Dunkin' Donuts coming?
Sure.
No?
Yes and no, because, you know, then you'll have to buy them because you want to, but your alter ego says, no, you should not buy those.
No, but what is it about Dunkin' Donuts coffee that is so good?
I don't know.
You're not much of a coffee drinker.
I do drink some. No, I'm not an avid coffee drinker.
Not an avid coffee drinker, but you do drink it periodically.
Yeah.
How do you like your coffee? Do you like cream or sugar?
Is this an interrogation?
Well, what's wrong with that?
You should know how I like my coffee.
When I was growing up, you did not drink coffee.
No, because we were probably struggling to get out the door.
Well, that's right. I was enough stimulation as a child. You didn't need the coffee.
That's for sure.
Yeah. So how do you take your coffee?
Cream.
Okay. You know, I can't drink it that. I don't like coffee in general, but when you put cream in it, I think it's even worse. I don't know what that does to the taste, but it makes it awful.
Hmm.
I don't know. I didn't even know you listened to the show.
I know. Are you excited?
Yeah, I'm excited you've listened to the show.
I have a lot of stories I could tell about you. Maybe I should come in and do a show with you.
Well, I don't know about that. We're pretty booked.
You might get humiliated, or not humiliated, but people would know some of the stuff I went through with you as a child.
It was a walk in the park. It was like a sunny day.
It was.
Now tell the truth.
Every day was blissful.
Now tell the truth. Did you ever once in all my schooling ever get called to the school for anything I did?
Like for you getting in trouble?
Yeah.
No.
And were the police ever around? Was I ever arrested?
No, not that I ever remember.
Well, yeah, you try to black out those memories. But No. See, there's nothing bad from my childhood that I would be... I can't think of anything.
I just think you're a little quirky.
I'm quirky? Well, that's... nice to hear from your mother. You're quirky.
Well, it's not a bad thing.
What do you think of your son? He's quirky.
No, I mean, like... One thing... I mean, when you say you're going to do something... Because I'm more of the pessimist, you know that.
Yes, you're a pessimist.
Yes. And I'll say, now that's, Scott, really, how are you going to do that? Really, how are you, and then you make it happen, you know?
Well, see, that's it. I get it done.
Yeah. And, you know, I guess I'm afraid of the word no. You are not. Definitely not.
No, I like the word no.
Yeah.
I push on.
Uh-huh.
See that's my only. See, you call that a bad word. I call it persistent. But there's
it is persistent.
Right, but you
or nag.
That's the word you use. That's the unkind word.
That's it. I'm unkind.
Oh.
Yeah.
So how's your son? Well, he's naggy and quirky. Naggy and quirky.
Yeah. We should do a show.
Yeah. Well, we'll look into that. I'll see what time we have.
That's your booked all year.
Well, I know at least through the end of the year we're booked, so we can't do that type of show, but...
I'm sure you are.
If you can think of anything else quirky, you you let me know.
Oh, there's a list. Okay.
Well, have a good Friday.
You too.
Oh, bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, Lord. My mother has now called in. How about that? Quirky? I'm quirky. What? Now, does your mother refer to you this way? That you're quirky and persistent? But see, she used the bad word. The bad word is naggy. I don't think I'm that. I think I'm just quirky. Telephone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 4-4. I didn't even know Mom listened to the show. How about that? Mom did not used to listen to the show. I have a story about that, by the way. I'll tell you after we take the phone call here, because there's something to that. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Quirky.
Now shut up.
It was so nice to hear from your mother.
I didn't know Mom listened to the show.
Number one show on WWGH.
That's right. And you know, I did not realize that Mom was listening in the morning, but, you know, she called in to prove me wrong. Now, that's my mother, is it not?
Yes. See, somebody has to put you to the curb there.
Well, my mother has never used the word quirky in her life, and all of a sudden she calls in on the radio, and she's doing material on me. I'm quirky and I'm naggy.
So that's what you do to sign off now. This is Scott Sears, Quirky, heading to the dugout.
Maybe I should take one of those DJ names, like, boy, this is Quirky Scott Spears on WWGH Radio.
Yes, you use the right word. You are persistent. But you know what? There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, for the listeners that are listening, I remember a story. You remember this? You know this story really well. I think it was, who was that? Was it George or Joe Iommi?
The late Joe Iommi, who was probably the best newsman in WMRN history.
Yeah.
Yep. Go ahead.
You try to get him to come to the Night of the Thousand Stars, the variety show that we did every year, and we used to give out awards. And you try to get him for a long time, and finally, you contacted the neighbors, I think his butler, I don't know.
His butler, and, yes. I contacted his butler.
And then, so anyway, he came home one day and said I saw a whole bunch of post-it notes on his garage door.
That's true.
There you go.
Well, Joe Ione used to like to tell that story. He said, because I didn't, Joe Ione had long retired before I started in radio, but everybody knew Joe Ione because he was the host of the neighborhood news, and he was a well-respected newsman. He used to write for the Columbus Dispatch, but I couldn't get a hold of him. So I called a bunch of people who knew him, and I didn't know this till we went to that Thousand Stars show, and Joe Ione got up and he said, "One day I came home, and there was a post-it note on my garage door, you need to call Scott Spears." Then I went in the house and my son called and said, "Scott Spears called, he wants you to call him." Then my wife came in and said, "Scott Spears called for you and wants you to call him." And then she said, I thought I better call Scott Spears before the CIA showed up on my door.
Yeah, exactly.
So that was the story from Joe Ione. But, you know, I am persistent, but I don't think I'm rude in my persistence. Did you have a stroke?
You know, these drivers in this town are driving ridiculous.
Did you hear?
Don't know how to drive in this town.
I bet you're happy on the keto diet. You just heard that McDonald's now has bacon.
Oh, no, they have bacon for a while now. And then also, I heard that story, you can get bacon on the side. Like, if you just want bacon by itself.
Well, that's what
bacon by itself.
Well, that's what the listener says, but I think she might be drinking bourbon.
Oh, man.
She said it's sweet tea in that cup, but I saw the cup. I think it might be bourbon. Wake up with a little eye opener, like our old listener Kathy. She used to wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning and have a few cocktails, and she'd be off and running by the time we got on the air.
There you go. Hey, whatever works.
That's what I think.
That's what I say.
So how are you feeling this morning?
I'm feeling a bit angry.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. And, it's just, life goes on, I guess. So.
Well, it's just, there are people, and without going into it, but there are people in the world who like to intimidate, and they're bullies. That's what they are.
Yeah.
And I don't believe in letting people bully other people, and you just stand up against that garbage.
That's right.
So,
and that's what's wrong with the world today. People need to learn to stand up to themselves. And, I'm one of those people who like to take the bullies head on.
use the term you used to use. You said when bullies came after you, you were the what?
I was the bully smasher.
Bully smasher. You were the bully smasher.
I did. I do not like seeing that. I don't. All these people that on Facebook, you see all these people that are standing around filming the bullying, hitting people, getting bullied. I mean, that's just nonsense. That's childish. That's just ridiculous. Me, I'll get involved and I'll stop it and, whatever I have to do. I think it's ridiculous how people can allow somebody to bully somebody.
Well, was this written in your yearbook, Bully Smasher?
It should have been, actually. Yeah, it should have been.
I need to
edit that.
Do you know what was in my yearbook?
Quirky.
Yeah, Quirky.
Quirky, and what was the other one?
Naggy.
Naggy, yes, perfectly.
I was never arrested. I was never,
Your mom says she can't read her. She said she couldn't remember for sure.
Well, maybe Mom had a few cocktails when I was growing up. I don't know. I don't know where she was. Why would she not remember that? I think she would remember the police car showing up.
Yeah. I was never arrested either in school.
No.
And I never got my parents never got called to school either, so... I guess we are, the number one in the family, I guess.
Well, because some of our other family members, if you write it down, I mean, they've got a rep sheet a mile long. Some of them are still running from state to state to get away from the cops.
There you go. Oh, that's funny.
I mean, some of them we can't even talk. We can't even say their name because they're wanted by the U.S. Marshals.
Oh, man, you're cracking me up this morning.
I'm having a good time this because you know last night when that thing came in that ticked me off a little bit. But you know what?
Yeah.
When I woke up this morning, I said I don't care. I'm tired of that. I'm sick of it. Forget it.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of. Marlarkly stuff, I guess you're calling, if I use the right word or whatever. But it's just a bunch of nonsense. I mean, I don't know. But it's going to have to stop because it's really starting to get underneath my skin.
Now, like I said, it's a bully tactic that people use and because they're inadequate and they're jealous and they're... they're just... You know, I'm sorry to say, but most bullies are just jealous... unhappy people, and you know that's what it is. But you cannot react to people like that in any walk of life and expect to be treated properly.
Right. I mean, and people wonder why mental illness is up in their eyes because we don't have treatment for people that do tacky stuff. That you know, for no odd reason. I don't know. The world is going, you know, in the handbasket, you know. And if we don't get it under control, I think we're going to have a World War III. I mean, not only through, I mean, I think it's going to be people in the United States fighting each other. You know what I mean? Like,
well, all I know is you hit the nail on the head there. And here's the thing about it. People who get treated for mental illness, that is great. I think that is so brave when people go get treatment because that takes a lot of guts to go in and get treated for mental illness. But we got all these people running around who are not treated, acting nuts, and they need to go to a doctor. And maybe they would feel a little better about themselves.
Right. I mean, it's not normal. It's something that's... stuff that people do in reality. It's just, I mean, I think if you stop and think about it and look at yourself in the mirror and say, okay, by doing what I just did, does that make sense? No, it doesn't make sense.
And you know, the thing about it in the end is it doesn't make you any bigger or the other person any less. So I'm not really sure.
In the long run, it's going to make you embarrassed. It's going to say, okay, you know. But happy thoughts on a Friday. You know, we're going to move past that, you know, soon. We're just going to have to move past it. And
I'm already moved past it. But now, here's the deal. Now, we've had a bit of a thing going back and forth. Now, you're diabetic, and I like the Oreo Blizzards.
And, yeah, you're trying to get me... by the way, listener, if that listener out there is listening, I don't know her name was, that woman that smacked you...
wait a second. She said that I was not supportive of you.
Yes.
Yeah. I think I am, though.
Yeah. Well, no, last night you made a comment to me. You said, now remember, we're going to have a blizzard coming up. And I said, well, I don't know if I should eat that right now because I said, I'm trying to get my sugar under control and all that. But I wouldn't see how long that lasts.
No. No, no. Well, you know what? That was quirky. That was a quirky answer. I was being quirky. No. You did not give the listeners the backstory. Hold on. See, every year, on the night before Thanksgiving, we go get a blizzard. I get a regular Oreo blizzard with the vanilla ice cream and the Oreos, and you get an extra large chocolate ice cream.
No. There's no extra large anyway, folks. Okay.
Anyway, you get the big chocolate ice cream.
That's you.
Yes, a large. Sure. You get the big chocolate ice cream Reese cup blizzard. And we do that every night before Thanksgiving. And that's all I was talking about last night.
And I told you this year my numbers are up, so I have to get my numbers down. And then you criticized me.
No, because you said it like I was mean last night, because all I said, you said you were on the diet, and what did you say? You told me you were on this diet, and you had to get your numbers down, and what did you say my response was?
You said that, when I said I really don't want to get a Blizzard baby this year because I said my numbers are up, and what was the word? Use the word. I was trying to use the exact word we used. And you said, "We'll see how long that lasts."
Well, I know. What? No. That's not. Oh, see, people can take that in the wrong way.
Quirky. So if your mother's out there listening, it's definitely quirky.
It was quirky, but what I'm saying is, what I meant was that you've fallen off the wagon before, and I just don't know if by Thanksgiving...
I have. You're exactly right. I know. I've been on every diet out there, but you know, I just think it's about high time to try to stay focused on this. I mean, I could probably get something different. Maybe, do they have like carbide treats? No.
Listen, it's a tradition. All I'm pointing out to you is one Blizzard is not going to set you off into a diabetic coma. But if you continue to eat like you eat all the time, well, yes, your numbers are going to be high. But one Blizzard in one cup on one night is not going to put you in a bad place. I highly doubt that.
Well, no, I'm not saying it's going to be, but I just... there's a lot of sugar and a Blizzard. So maybe I could have something different, though. Or something. You know what I mean?
But
like, I can replace it with a different, maybe ice cream cone. You have the Blizzard, I'll have the ice cream cone. It'd be less carbs. You know what I mean? Or no?
Oh,
I know.
Listen, it's a you cannot bust up tradition. Just like, I mean, do you?
It's a family tradition.
Don't you remember for years and years on Christmas Eve we used to go to midnight mass together. Now, neither one of us had any business being at midnight mass, but we were there.
Yeah, because I think I drank the blood before, I think, did I?
You drank the blood?
Well, isn't that what they call it?
No, it's wine. They drink wine.
Well, I know, but it's supposed to be the blood of Christ. But yeah.
Oh, jeez.
We walk up there, we have a little piece of bread, and we do our Hail Marys, and, right?
Yeah, but neither one of us knew anything about it.
No, we didn't, because we never took the class. But.
No, we never learned, and we were not regular. We didn't go every week, so we show up once a year, and we look like two schmucks standing there, not knowing what the heck's going on.
Well, one year we had a stand because you didn't get around.
No. You screwed up the time. Because for people who don't know this, midnight mass starts at 11. And I said, hey, listen, midnight mass starts at 11. Oh, you said, no, it's midnight. Midnight mass. So here we go, having to show up late, and we go in, and when we went down, because we had to stand against the wall, because it's a packed house at midnight mass, and when we went down to do the kneeling, we did not have a seat, and I knelt down, and I jammed my knee on one of the metal grates at St. Mary Church, and I still walk with a limp today because of this. And the only thing I remember was when I went down on the metal grate, because it hurt so badly, it was like, oh, and I said, oh, God. And then I thought, oh, Lord, where am I? Oh, no. So then I had to turn that into a prayer. Oh, God, it's a wonderful Christmas Eve, and I hope everything goes well. Yet now my kneecap's busted for kneeling on this grate over at St. Mary's Church. Oh, what a Christmas Eve that was.
You definitely get your exercise. On midnight mass, because you up and down a lot, like you have to get down on your knee, and well, at least they have those padded thingamajiggers in front of the what do they call those things again?
Kneeling posts.
Kneeling posts, is that what they call them? I don't know. Yeah.
You're the only person who I've ever heard refer to church from getting up and down from kneeling as exercise. That's not exercise. That's going to church.
Well, no, you're going to church, but you do go up and down a lot. and, you know, kneeling up and down, which is great. I mean, you know.
It's not exactly Blast Fitness over there. Oh, my.
Oh, man, that's funny. But, yeah, it was, I don't know. I will think about the family tradition, but I have to work my way up to that. So that's coming up here soon, though.
Yes, 20 days till Thanksgiving, 19 days till Thanksgiving Eve. Now, Thanksgiving Eve is when we get the blizzard.
I'll have to see on that.
Well, what do you mean? Ooh, I mean that's just the facts.
Yeah, I have to see on my how my levels are.
All right,
and well, I will get back to you.
Go home and prick your finger and see where you are.
I don't have to prick my finger anymore. You know, there's this new technology now. You just put a sensor in your arm, and all you have to do is scan it now. You don't have to prick your finger anymore.
Well, I think that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty nice.
Well,
you just have like a little sensor in your arm, and you have this scanner, and all you have to do is scan it.
Perfect. But I'm saying is, come, you know, something or high water, I'm having an Oreo blizzard on Thanksgiving Eve, because that's my tradition.
Okay.
Okay.
I will see what I can do.
You enjoy yourself.
All right, you
but
too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, it's getting deep here this morning, folks. Now, what do you think? Don't you think that traditions are important? And even if you have, possibly are on a diet or something of that nature, that you should keep a tradition like that alive and go over and get your Reese Cup Blizzard as I get my Oreo Blizzard on Thanksgiving Eve? And I don't think I was mean to him last night when I said, you know, we'll see. I mean, it's happened before. That's all I'm saying. Then we got Mother calling in and calling me quirky. Oh, what a Friday morning this has been already. 56 minutes past the hour. Holy moly. Telephone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And I'm telling you right now, I grew up with my mother, and I never saw her drink coffee. Never have I seen my mother drink coffee in my life, let alone with milk. Never have seen it. And this whole bacon thing at McDonald's, I don't know if that's true or not. Why is Canadian bacon ham? I've never heard that either. Nobody was cooking Canadian bacon at my house. I'll tell you that right now. Canadian bacon is ham, or tastes like ham. So if you go to Canada and order ham, do they give you bacon, like American bacon? Is that what happens if you go to Canada and order ham? Do they give you American bacon? I don't know. Does anybody know the answer to that? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I'll tell you, we're cutting through here on this Friday morning. We're cutting right through it. Holy moly. We've also got the, by the way, we've also got the slogans for the breakfast foods. Full of surprises. The simpler, the better. It tastes like a chocolate milkshake. Does anybody know what breakfast foods these are? Full of surprises. The simpler, the better. It tastes like a chocolate milkshake. Does anybody know? 58 minutes past the hour, coming up on the next hour here. And we have a whole nother hour this morning, and then Charlie Evers will be on this morning, 10:10 until 12 noon. And then we got the Exchange Club today with Charlie and myself, where if tradition holds true, we will argue about apple butter, and we will argue about drive-through windows in this town. And is there anything you would like Charlie and I to talk about during the noon hour? If there's anything you would like us to discuss, let me know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Because Charlie and I will discuss anything in the world. That's how we go here at WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Streaming all over the world at WWGH1071.com or by downloading the free TuneIn app and searching WWGH. Well, I hope the first hour has been entertaining. We had the family call in. And next hour, I hope, is even more entertaining when we're going to possibly introduce the new questions here today. So we're going to take a quick time out, come back with much more here on the Now program. Don't go anywhere. Radio LPFM, Marion, Ohio. For Emmy Award-winning actress and voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll, experience of being Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.